Welcome to On the Rise, a podcast about female college tennis players on the way up. On the Rise serves compelling stories and unique angles in women's college tennis. This is your host, Perry Scheinen. In this episode of On the Rise, I will be speaking with Oklahoma State University junior, Alana Wolfberg, who broke Chris Evert's state record by winning four straight Florida high school titles before joining the Cowgirls. Led by head coach Chris Young and assistant coach Jaime Sanchez Cañamares, Alana represented OSU at the NCAA Individual Championships this past spring. Hello, welcome to On the Rise podcast. This is your host, Perry, and I'm joined today by Alana Wolfberg. How are you, Alana?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And what is on your wrist?
So I have a cast on my wrist. I'm only in it for about 2 weeks. I had a PRP injection. And so they basically took my blood, spun it down, and injected it into the area of my wrist that's been hurting to kind of get it to heal itself kind of naturally. And so I'm really hoping that helps and I get back to playing as soon as possible. So.
And that was a very detailed description. And do you want to tell how you know so much about medicine?
Yeah, I mean, I am going into biology pre-med, but just through some research, the doctor told me about the PRP injection and I was all for it. And I get back to playing like the good old days.
Awesome. And while we're on the subject of just medicine in general, could you tell us about your path?
Yeah, absolutely. So ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be an oncologist. I didn't even know how to spell the word, but I would write it on papers when I was in grade school and stuff. And I lost some family members, including my dad's parents, before I ever met them to cancer. And just like everybody else, unfortunately, and I was just always interested by the disease and wanting to research more about it. And so I'm still on that path. I still want to do research in the oncology field and currently doing biology pre-med and going strong.
To be an athlete and to be pre-med is not easy.
It's an absolute challenge. Time management is crucial. If I'm not studying, I'm practicing or vice versa, but it's always what I've wanted to do. So it's worth it. It's just very difficult.
For sure. Could you just tell me a little bit about your path to get to Oklahoma?
Yeah. So when I was getting recruited, I got looked at from a lot of schools kind of all over the country and really had no idea where I wanted to go. I thought I was going to stay on the East Coast and Chris convinced me to come out and check out OSU. And I did. And it was the only school my parents didn't even come with me to. And I called them and told them that I love it. There was just this sense of family and community as soon as I stepped on campus. And I just thought, you know, it's right for me. So kind of that feeling that I had. And it's hard to be far from family, but most of my team has much farther distance from their families. So.
And how has the decision been? How has your experience been?
Yeah, I've loved every single minute of it so far. Everything that I hoped for in a school and that I was searching for, I got here. My coaches helped me so much with that time management and always finding times to practice around my lab and class schedules. And they're supportive of what I do in the classroom and on the court together because I truly love both and I never wanted to have to pick tennis or academics. And they support that decision and my team understands when I have to study and we do it together or support each other. And we have a new team this year, so it's going to be great.
And so on the subject of a new team, could you just talk about how you're going to really obviously take a leadership role this year?
Yeah, it's so weird that I'm a junior already considering the COVID year and everything. But I definitely look forward to being one of those leaders on the team that the girls can come to, especially the new girls, and just kind of helping them through the beginning of college there and just being a freshman that's can be overwhelming, as most people know, just getting thrown into everything right away. I mean, we are a spring sport, so we have a little bit of time to adjust in the fall, but it's still difficult. And I love taking that role on. I love being the energizer bunny that gets people going. And so I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Well, I can tell that you're full of energy and I'm sure that that rubs off on your teammates. So that's so cool. And how many freshmen are coming in this year?
Three freshmen.
And so on the subject of a team sport, how do you convince the incomers that this is a team sport?
Well, I mean, I think that you get kind of thrown into it right away with all of the different team things that we do, all of the bonding that we do early on in the season to kind of get that connection and make it known that we play for each other. And the closer we are as a team and the better relationships we have, the more we will play for each other. And so we really emphasize that team connection early on in the fall. It's a growing thing. It takes time to develop that because tennis, when you grow up, is individual. And so, yeah, so just the relationships that we really push to create early on in the year.
And so you have a lot of team experience under your belt from high school tennis as well, correct?
Yes.
So I took a little quick peek and you have an incredible high school career. Oh my goodness. And you also broke someone's record that is a little famous. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. So in high school, I played all 4 years and I didn't lose a singles match and I won all 4 state championship titles. And then I ended up breaking Chris Everett's high school tennis record.
Is that not the greatest thing ever?
It's humbling for sure.
Did she reach out to you?
No, I should have reached out to her maybe, but she probably thought, well, when she breaks my majors record, I'll reach out to her.
That's insane. That's literally insane to hold that record. That is so special. And I mean, the level of high school tennis in Florida must be so high. So that's a huge tribute to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. But first, I wanted to ask you to take a moment to subscribe to the show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go hit that subscribe or follow button. That way, you'll know when we put out the next episode. Thank you. Now back to the show. Could you just talk about really balancing academics in school and high school and how, if at all, did that prepare you for school?
In high school, I kind of did everything. I was involved in student government and I ran track alongside tennis and in other clubs as well. And so I had a little bit less time on the court. Like I would practice a bit less because of all the other things that I chose to be involved in. And so then when I got to college, I was much more focused on tennis. So it definitely helped prepare me. The time management, I think it's a different level in college. I'm still working at the time management. It's an ongoing thing, but I try to just get ahead of things as early as possible and reach out to people when I need help instead of waiting until the last minute. But I'm not perfect by any means, and I still get stressed out and have to work through it and talk to people. So it's definitely a challenge, especially when we get into the spring season and travel almost every week or other week. But every semester is different. And so looking forward to this one and seeing how it goes. We're going back to class this year. We were online all last semester. And so it was a little more flexible with my time when I could practice, when I could study. But I enjoy being in class. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And just on the subject of being on track and then also being a tennis player in high school, which is so close to college. Not many athletes do that. Could you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I always loved track. I thought that the workouts that I did were really beneficial for tennis. And so I ran mid-distance. I ran the 400 and the 800. And it was just another great team sport because I ran the relays as well. And so your teammates count on you to do your part on those races, whether you're feeling like it or not. And I got crazy nerves when I ran track, probably worse than any of the tennis matches I've ever played. Just something about getting up to the line and just waiting for that gun to go off. It's hard to describe the feeling, but I learned a lot from it. I had a lot of discipline from it, and it really helped me on the tennis court with my speed. So I did it until I came to college.
Wow. Do you miss it now?
I think at times I do miss it just because I had a great team and a great group of girls that I ran with, and we had really good coaches. They were motivating and beneficial. They helped so much. And so, yeah, I miss it, but I knew when I got to college, I wanted to focus on tennis for once in my life. Instead of doing a million other things, I really wanted to develop my tennis game. And so, yeah, I miss it, but I definitely have no regrets doing it or anything.
And did you ever struggle? Because I know that the physicality of track, I mean, just running and on your hips and knees, did you ever struggle with injury or were you fine?
A little bit. There was one year that I also did cross country in high school. And yeah, talk about a mental challenge. But I had some shin splints going into the track season after cross country just because of the mileage that we put in. And so I didn't do cross country after that, but just doing track, I was okay. I mean, a lot of ice and recovery, but I was lucky to stay pretty healthy.
I know we're supposed to be talking about college tennis, but this is so interesting that, I mean, because you play tennis at such an incredibly high level and you were undefeated, obviously, on the tennis court in high school. Were you scared of losing on the track?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to lose. I think just as a natural competitor, I never wanted to lose, whether it was track, tennis, a relay race with my friends, or baking a cake. I don't know. I always wanted to be the best, you know? And so when I got on the track, like, I didn't really care who was beside me. I wanted to win, and it was tough because I wasn't always the fastest, for sure. So
really interesting. And so we can talk about OSU now. So how has your experience with your coaches been?
Yeah, it's been really great. I think that the relationship that I have with them is a special one, and it's one of the biggest reasons that I'm here. I mean, I love the people, but I have such a great relationship with both of my coaches that they help me with anything and everything on and off the court. And I think that that relationship is crucial.
So heading into next season without your injury, what are your goals?
To win, to go as far as we can and to create those relationships I was talking about amongst our new team, because it's a joint effort. So we all have to be on the same page and willing to enjoy the grind every single day together. And that way, when we go into the spring, you know, all of the hard work that we put on the court, as well as building those relationships, pays off in the matches, and we want to win.
And what do you think is the biggest thing that you overcame to get to OSU?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I think picking a school was one of the most challenging things that I did, really looking for the right fit, like to balance my academics and play tennis at the highest level possible.
And if you could go back and really talk to yourself during that process, what would you say?
To trust my gut, because a lot of people, you know, questions why I was going to the Midwest and when I had all these other great offers on the East Coast. And, you know, I knew that I had to trust my gut no matter what other people told me to do and where I was going to be happy, because ultimately you get one opportunity to play collegiate tennis, and I wanted it to be the best experience of my life. And so I had to really just trust myself on this one and let go of everybody else's opinions.
And how has your social experience been at college?
It's been great. I came in the summer when I came to college freshman year. And so I got to meet some of the other athletes that were here. And so coming in the summer, I got to really meet some other people outside of the tennis team. And then even through orientation, I have friends still from then. And I really enjoy just meeting other people. That's why I'm so excited to go back to class, to be with my classmates and go back to training table where all of the athletes eat together, because I like to be social as much as possible. It's just hard to squeeze in those times when you're practicing and studying. So when we all eat together and see everyone, or get to go to that football game and be with the other athletes and stuff, it's really rewarding and I enjoy it as much as I can do it.
Especially for you, who obviously has such a huge workload all the time.
It's nice to relax a little bit and have some fun.
So let's talk NIL for a second. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it's great, you know, to have the opportunity to get your name out there and promote college tennis and the player and athlete that you are in college. I mean, I don't think it hurts anybody, and it's a great opportunity for people.
And are you going to do stuff with it?
Yeah, we'll see what comes my way and when I put my name out there and stuff. And if I have the opportunity, by all means, I'll take it.
And do you know currently what your path will be after college?
Yeah. So I'll apply to med school next year and then hopefully get into a program and head wherever that takes me. And then the schooling that follows that, the residency and all of that will come after. And yeah, it's a long path, but ultimately it's worth it. And that's the plan.
And are you worried about where tennis will fit in your life after?
I'm not worried. I think that I came to college with the goal of developing into as good of a player as I can be. And if that takes me to the pro level, then I will definitely try it. And so if I'm healthy and I'm playing well, I will absolutely do it before I go to school. school can wait. School will always be there. And so while I'm young, I would give it the opportunity and then go from there.
Really cool. Well, that all makes sense. And kind of as we look to wrap up here, I'm wondering, do your parents support the professional path or are they more into the medical now?
They're completely supportive of what I want to do and my choices. When I was younger, they asked me if I wanted to be professional because I needed to start training a bit more at a young age and not be involved in the million things that I wanted to do. And I chose those million things and just going to school and being a normal high schooler. And I have no regrets. I loved it. And I love college. And I always wanted to play college tennis. Those were my goals when I was younger. And so they can't wait for me to be a doctor or to play. And I'm really thankful that I have such supportive parents and family.
That's really special. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
That's it. Thank you so much, Perry. And go Pokes always. My name is Alana Wolfberg, and I am on the rise.
This has been an episode of On the Rise, a Tennis Channel podcast in partnership with Behind the Racket and produced by Molly Scholson. Join us next time to continue our conversation about women's college tennis. This is Perry Scheinen, On the Rise.
Hi, Perry here again. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Before this show ends, I would love for you to take a moment to subscribe to the show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go hit that subscribe or follow button. That way, you'll know when we put out the next episode. Thank you so much.